The heavy rain and powerful winds battering the east coast have forced a dramatic maritime rescue with a fleet of tugboats saving a bulk carrier after it lost power and started drifting dangerously towards the coastline. The MV Portland Bay is loaded up with 21 crew and hundreds of tons of fuel, meaning an accident could become a human as well as environmental disaster. Captain Phil Holliday is the CEO of Port Authority, which has overseen the rescue. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Talk us through this operation. How did it unfold?
So the Portland Bay sailed from Port Kembla on the 3rd of July. Yesterday morning, she reported that she'd her engines had failed and she was drifting towards the coastline. Colleagues at the Australian Maritime Safety Authority and Transport for New South Wales and various agencies responded to the request for assistance started to tow the vessel out to sea last night. Unfortunately, that operation, the conditions out at sea are pretty atrocious. The lines that we were using to tow the vessel away from the coastline parted, which meant that we had to change the plan, and the vessel is now at anchor just over a mile south of Port Botany. She's anchored at the moment in a reasonably sheltered location, and we're really just waiting for the weather to try and ease so that we can get this vessel safely into port and undertake some repairs.
You make it sound pretty simple, but I suspect it's far more complex than just mobilising a response. What's involved in doing that? How do you get the tugs out there? How do they connect to the vessel? How does that function?
around Australia, around the Australian coastline, there are tugs with special equipment to undertake these type of operations, and there's one that was located in Port Botany, and there's another that's currently en route down from Newcastle to provide further assistance as well. So we have specialised equipment, we have specially trained crews to undertake these kind of operations. But you are right, the weather conditions are pretty atrocious, and so it's a careful operation. It's a difficult operation, and anything involving maritime operations we do slowly and carefully. We make sure that the crew on board the ship are safe, that the crew that are responding on the tugs are safe, and we do our best to make sure this all ends up how we want it to.
In those atrocious conditions, how do you physically get the cables from the tanker to the tugs, or is it the other way around? How does that happen?
The tugs have specialised winches and heavy lines and heavy cables, and it really is a case of first of all, sending a small line from the tug to the ship, and then the crew on board the ship will heave that smaller line, and attached to it is a larger line until you get the towage equipment, and they literally secure it to the front of the ship, and away we go.
And how much pressure does that put on the cables and the tugs when they're all trying to move this tanker in those ferocious seas?
Hopefully it puts enough pressure on that we can keep going and get the ship out as far off the coast as we can. But as I said, unfortunately, in this circumstance, the ship itself is, in shipping terms, a relatively modest size. It's 170 metres in length. It's not carrying any cargo, so it's quite high out of the water, and it's figuratively bobbing about in the very rough and high seas, And so, unfortunately, the cable did in fact part. Now we'd got the ship further away from the coastline, and that gave us the opportunity to, when the cable did part, it gave us the opportunity to ensure that the vessel then headed towards a safer spot. So we're in a better position than we were yesterday, but there's still a lot of work to do.
What do you mean by the cable parted? What does that actually mean?
So sorry, that means that the line that went from the tug to the ship literally snapped. As the tug is going in one direction and the ship is moving in another, there was too much pressure that was on that cable, so that in itself is a pretty unpleasant experience. We live to fight another day, and as I say, we're in a relative safety at the moment of an anchorage. The ship is secure where she is. We have another tug there that has a line attached. There's a tug standing by. There's another tug on its way down from Newcastle. So the situation is stable at the moment, but we're just really waiting for the weather to ease, and then we're so close to Port Botany now that and the situation on board the vessel and the repairs that are required suggest that the best course of action is to wait for the weather to ease and see if we can get the ship into Port Botany and safely alongside.
And are you in touch with the crews on board these tugs? How are they faring?
We are indeed. We're in close communication with them. Look, it's an extremely difficult and hazardous operation, and if I was wearing a hat, I'd take it off to recognise the efforts that these guys are making. It's a challenging situation. They are trained for this, but it's the sort of thing we hope they don't have to put into practice. But they're doing an outstanding job.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're saying they're trained for this, but this must be up there with the more dangerous type of operations they do.
It is indeed. Doing any of these kind of things in relatively benign conditions is challenging enough, but when you throw very strong winds and very high seas into the mix, it's extremely challenging. And as I say, well done to the guys that are out there doing this. We will, but that's why these things tend to go on for a little bit longer. People are always looking for a fast resolution, but we wait for the weather gods to smile a little bit more on us, and when the time is right, we'll move the vessel to a safer place and get the repairs undertaken.
Well, you've made it sound probably easier than what I suspect it would have been for them. But Captain Phil Holliday, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
No problem at all. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's the CEO of the Port Authority.
Getting in touch with ABCRN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.